As you can tell from the readings of this last few Sundays, we are getting to a close of the church's year, the liturgical year. Next Sunday, Feast of Christ the King, will bring to close the year of the church. Christ the King, he brings into conclusion all our celebrations. And then we will start again the first Sunday of Advent. The church also speaks to us about the end of time and the coming of the Lord in glory. The second book of Daniel, which we just read, consists of four visions. The fourth vision is known as the Great Vision. It is the time of anger and the time of the end. And then Daniel moves on to tell us that the goal of history is God's kingdom coming by God's power and at his proper time. No one knows the day or the hour. We hear a lot about earthquakes, tornadoes, and any other calamities in the world. And sometimes we wonder. And we are surrounded by signs. You have signs that are polite. Please, no smoking allowed. Others are not polite at all. No smoking allowed. A sign on a school bus. In the event of an earthquake, the Supreme Court ruling against prayers in schools will be temporarily suspended. We are surrounded by signs. And Jesus today tells us also about the signs preceding him. The sun will be darkened. Stars fall down from heaven. But it is not the end. We therefore have to ask a very important question. What is of lasting value? Jesus acknowledges that there will be terrible signs, but he also says to us, watch the fig tree, who has been dead during the winter season, and now is coming back to life. Scripture says, the elect of God, whose names are in the book of life, will be saved. Now, this is interesting to know. The book of life is also mentioned in the book of Exodus, the Old Testament. It is the earliest clear statement of belief in the resurrection of the dead. And the first mention in the Bible of everlasting life. The liturgy today affirms that in the end, God will not sell his people short. Be not afraid, our readings tell us. Those who are losing heart are asked to take courage, for God will come to save his people. His coming will reverse their situation of suffering, oppression, and persecution. The day of the Lord has become for Jesus a day for gathering together the people of God into one. A day full of revelation of the Lord, the glory of the Son of Man. The Son of Man will send his angels and gather the elect, the chosen ones, and then escort them to heaven, to God's kingdom. So Christianity continues to hope. It is not a new idea. Christ experienced it at his death. He felt abandoned, rejected, and forsaken. Jesus, however, maintained belief in his victory over sin and death. Can we Christians allow ourselves to believe in anything less than our ultimate triumph with Jesus? In this life, the evil one, the lawless one, may have his day, but be not afraid. Jesus will come again. It doesn't matter if we believe it or not. He said so. He will come again. He who was unjustly judged now will be the judge. Justice will prevail. On that triumphant day, in that majestic courthouse, the books will be opened and balanced, and justice finally celebrate its triumph. It does not matter if you don't believe in God. It does not matter if you don't believe in Jesus. You have to face your Creator. You have to appear and give an account of your life. Did you hear those who oppress the weak and the poor, who have no respect for God? They have to face him. Did you, ISIS and all persecutors, hear that justice will prevail and there will be no time for an appeal? The books will be closed. God will reign forever with his enemies under his footstool. So, believers, someday you will come into God's mountain. Then all the clocks and calendars will finish their counting. God will be yours forever, and the vision is magnificent. Jesus says to us, "Be not afraid. I go before you always. Come, follow me, and you will see the glory of God." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.